impressed by the performance of her.
Okay, are we going to start? I would like you to say something so I see that it sort of looks good on the meters and not too loud.
Hello, hello, hello.
Perfect. Okay, you come from the beginning, you sort of come from the classical world or the classical scene. How is that scene compared to the sort of rock pop scene?
Well, I actually don't come from like the classical scene. I just come from classical music. So I don't really know what that whole world of like professional or any kind of... I come from like the scene and like practicing classical music in my bedroom, you know? And that was a scene that I really loved. But when I was a teenager, I sort of went through this phase that was really hard because I loved classical music so much with my heart, but I realized with my mind that I didn't have the work ethic to be like practicing like 9-10 hours a day, which is what you needed, and I wanted to read books and stare out the window and be lazy instead. So it took me a little while to find my way to because I knew music was my life, but I didn't really know that I was allowed to write songs, or I didn't really know I could sing. It took me a long time to figure that out.
And how did you figure that out?
I used to always sing in the shower and like while doing the dishes, and my family would make fun of me. And then like I went on this like teenager's art trip to Israel, and I really wanted to go to Israel my whole life, and I was 16, and I was I didn't realize how physically hard it was going to be like hiking in the desert. And I was like a nerd, and I was a New Yorker, and I was like used to just like sitting on the floor with bad posture reading a book, you know.
City,
yeah, city girl. And so I'd be like completely about to pass out trying to climb over a mountain in the desert. And so I found that like I would sing little songs to myself, like a cappella, to make it easier, you know, kind of like, I guess in the army they do that, you know, but I was...
Yeah, that's what you hear, the army song.
Like, da na 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 na, you know, but I was, instead I was like making up little whatever songs that were my own, and then a
well, as a kind of survival thing.
Yeah, as a survival, exactly. You just sort of escape, you know, and then so then I noticed some people would like hike closer and closer to me, and then they'd want me to sing like... Then we'd get down from the mountain and they'd want me to sing, oh, sing this song again, or I like that song, or they would like say like a lyric back to me, and I'd be like, are you kidding? Like, you remembered that? I don't remember that. So I started trying to remember what it is I was making up. And then, you know, by the end of the trip, I made a lot of friends, and they all were saying, you have a good voice, you have a good voice. You should learn how to play an instrument. And I was like, I know how to play an instrument, like really well, sort of, you know, not classical well, but enough to try and write songs. So when I got back to New York, I started making up like the worst songs in the world, very bad songs. And then...
Why were they bad?
They were terrible, terrible songs.
Let's sing one.
Oh no, I don't know any of them anymore, luckily. My brain has deleted them, but... Yeah, erased. But, you know, because, first of all, it's very hard. It took me a long time to coordinate. It's not as easy as I thought to, like, play and sing at the same time. So it kind of became, like, a quest. Like, I was like, I want to learn how to sing and play independently of each other. Because at first it was like, oompa, oompa, like, really, really hard, very, like, simple. And so I went from playing, like, Chopin and Mozart and Bach to like playing really bad stuff I was making up myself. And it was very like, it's like, why am I doing this? Music doesn't need this.
And did you feel sort of bad just because you had those big stars to compare yourself with?
Yeah, I did. And then I sort of like flipped on it, and I was like, well, like the world will survive if I don't make music. There's already these great people, so it's like no pressure. Like, you're never gonna be like that, so you might as well just have fun and do what you want. So I think it's actually great that there are people like Da Vinci and Mozart and Einstein to keep you knowing that you can do art and not worry, because there's somebody much, much better than you that already did the important work, and now you could just have fun, you know?
Well, we don't have to develop anymore because they've already done it.
No, you have to develop. You can't be really bad, but you know, you could develop on your own without the pressure of trying to be, you know, a great one or something, you know? It's like, who gives a shit, you know? Oh, I don't know, you allowed to say shit on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Shit. But, you know, and so it's like, it's kind of comforting because you always know that you have these great things to go and get inspired with, you know, like great literature and great music and art. And then you could just, you have to develop, but you don't have to worry about being like the one, a beacon or something, you know.
But I mean, good is also a very subjective term. So what is good is like very different depending on who's listening.
Yeah, definitely. Taste is unquestionable, and people get to have their own. But like, certain people are just beyond that. Like, you're not going to be like, well, I don't know, Einstein's just a little bit, you know, stupid.
Well, who's your favorite, like, inspiration from the sort of classical scene?
From the classical? There's so much. We're so lucky with how many there are, you know, like... I really love Mozart, yeah, like I said, and Chopin, and I really love a lot of Russians, like Tchaikovsky and Prokofiev and Shostakovich. I really love Bartok, and I really love Scarlatti, and it goes on. Of the classical, there's endless amounts of people that to love, you know, and in every genre, you know. We're lucky, you know. There's a lot of jazz to love, and there's a lot of rock and roll to love, and there's a lot of punk to love, and we're not lacking in art, you know.
But, I mean, what do you feel that you have gained from being sort of classically trained, going into the pop music scene?
Well, I think just in general... And I've talked to some people that are like in other mediums too, like not just music, but like dance and painting and stuff. There are certain things that you definitely gain, which like you can't gain any other way, which is just as far as technique and skill, you definitely have an advantage because you can, if you hear something in your head, you can actually, you have the tools to do it. So I have to, like, I have a lot of friends that are much more talented than I am, and you know, and but they, for them, it's harder to find the things. And I'm lucky in the way that I had such good teachers and this background that you get from classical music, because it's just so difficult, and there's so many things in it that you naturally, like, you know, you naturally get stuff you don't even realize you're getting by playing these great people. It like absorbs into you like a vitamin or something. And so you have that for the rest of your life. And so I think as far as just technique and skill, it makes what you have in your imagination, it's easier to get it, as opposed to trying to struggle harder to be able to find that. So someone who comes to modern dance from ballet, yeah, they will just have those natural like skills. It's injected. It's like in your, it's almost like in your nature, and it becomes so second nature that it's like you don't think about theory, you don't think about that. It's just,
it's like writing,
it's in, yeah, exactly. You know, it's like sort of like the person that is just learning to ride a bike. They might be physically stronger than the person who's been riding it since they were like 2 years old, but they don't have that nature about it, you know.
But now you've been sort of collaborating with people in the pop scene. Sort of, what do you feel that you can learn from that part of, or from them and their sort of attitude and stuff?
Well, there's great. I mean, you know, everything is so individual. There's great things to learn from so many people, and everybody brings in like their own energy, their own individual, you know, things. Like, I just saw the Yeah Yeah Yeahs live for the first time like And I was a really big fan, but now I like saw them in America. I just played like two festivals, Lollapalooza and V-Fest. And I saw them like both times, like, and you know, I feel like I just went to like college, and you know, or something. So it was, you know, you get to see like new musicians that come from a completely different background, and they are bringing something so special. So it's not like one thing that you learn from just like pop musicians.
No, I understand, but it might be an attitude. I don't know.
It's just everybody brings their own like you know, energy or way of being, and sometimes you learn it and you don't even know exactly how to explain what you learn. You just feel like you learned something.
Yeah.
So I, you know, in that way, and definitely, you know, a thing that I think people that come from classical music have to learn from the world of punk and pop is to let go of the page and to like let go of the script and to like not and to just kind of be more free and to not try to be like perfectionist so much, or like a lot of classical art, I think you have to be like have perfect technique, and a lot of pop is about the imperfections.
Yeah.
And like the things that I will love in John Lennon's voice or something, or Kurt Cobain's voice, is those vulnerable moments that you don't like hear, you know, in an opera, like opera, you don't want to hear the opera singer's voice break.
No, instead of the
faithfulness. Yeah. But you do want to hear that crack,
yeah,
and that like certain pain come through. That it's just different, you know. It's like there's room for both,
yeah,
you know. And I love both, you know. When I go to the opera, I cry, and when I go and see like a rock and roll concert, I dance my ass off, and I cry too. Yeah, dance while I cry.
But do you still play those like classical things every now and then? Well, I mean, back at home or something, or have you left it completely?
You know, I think I more listen than I play, just because the truth is that if you don't practice all the time, you really do lose technique so fast, and it's becomes very difficult to play. Not to mention that I'm so busy just traveling that I barely get enough time to eat dinner, let alone go and like restudy my Chopin. So it's like it's hard. But
do you miss it though?
Oh yes, of course. And I think that people, you know, people who have time to do all the things they love, like, they, you know, they have lists. Like, people who don't have time to do things they love, they have lists. Like, I want to cook more. I want to learn how to sew. I want to practice my, you know, classical pieces. I want to go to the museum, you know. I need to see The Simpsons movie.
So, but I mean, it's a long life.
It's a long life. It's a long list, very long.
But you will have time eventually, probably.
Yeah, when I'm like an old lady.
But I mean, I'm curious. I read somewhere that, or I also understand that your lyrics are not at all based on your life.
Most actually, I mean, most are not, like, I really love fiction and stories and fairy tales, so most comes from that.
But so I mean, how do you get inspiration? How does it work, sort of? Could you say that?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew better so I could get it all the time.
But why don't you, I mean, because there are so many people who write about, you know, especially in music, about their own life. Why do you prefer to make up little stories instead?
Well, you know, I think that, I mean, as interesting as my life is, I really don't think it's that important, you know, my filter is important, like, my perceptions of it are my own and unique, and so I love being able to tell stories through that. My emotions are real, they're my own, but you know, to write about diaries or self-confessional, or it just doesn't appeal to me at all, because it's quite boring to me. I find a lot of other things much more interesting than myself, you know, and so, and maybe it's just selfish. I don't want to be bored. It's like, I'll tell my friends what happened to me today, but I don't want to sing a song for the rest of my life about it.
But you know, people sometimes say it's sort of therapeutic or something to write songs about their own. I don't know, I don't write songs.
Well, maybe for them it is. And you know, there's I think I love a lot of songs. I have loved a lot of songs that people probably wrote about their own lives, but I've also not liked a lot of them. And I think it's very limited. And just some people like writing diaries or autobiography and taking, you know, documentary movies of themselves or photographs of themselves. And I like taking photographs of myself. But you know, people are curious about themselves, and they definitely, a way to go through discovering the world is through yourself. But you know, I more love short stories of Tennessee Williams or Chekhov, or I love Kafka, novels, Count Monte Cristo, you know, Harry Potter, you know, I love, and I think that a lot of misconception is that if you don't write about yourself, you're not being like genuine, or it's like not real or not truthful or something. And if you really want to be truthful with people, you tell them about yourself. And it sort of like comes from this like very, like now especially, it's like very, you know, people want quote unquote, you know, reality, reality television, reality songs, reality, you know, newspapers. And I think
like the documentaries has been so big on cinemas and stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of my friends are documentary filmmakers still from college, so I love watching them. But even them, I watch like stories, you know. And I think that a lot of times things that are about like self or documental, they have more of an agenda even, and they could be less truthful than stories. Like to me, like Hans Christian Andersen's stories, like fairy tales, they're more truthful. Yeah, yes, I do. They're more truthful and meaningful than some of these stories about, you know, my lost relationship. Like I loved you, you left me. Blah blah blah. It's like I'd rather hear somebody sing about, you know, cupcakes and you know, spiders or something, like, and get. I love allegory and I love metaphor, and I think so. That's what I work with. But you know, I don't think that that's the right way. There's no just the right way for me. For me, I love, you know, fiction.
But isn't it weird, because as you say, like the rest, like novels, for example, they're truthful or seen as truthful, even if they are total fiction. But like especially in pop music scene, it's like there's almost never songs that are completely made up. Isn't that weird?
I think that people, for whatever reason, and I think we're lucky as musicians, people really take music in a very different way than any other art form. It's very intimate to them, and it's very, you see it, I mean, you don't have festivals like this for painting. It's a more private experience. But people really, like, something about songs and lyrics and music put together, like, people really connect to it in a different way, and they feel like it, maybe because it's, like, being played right into your ear, and you feel like it's, like, just being said to you, like, whispered to you, that they want the truth, you know, and it is interesting, because I was thinking about it, like playwrights or actors don't have to deal with that. Like nobody says to, you know, Robert De Niro, like, but you're not like that, you know, you're not like you were in The Godfather, you know, and he's like, yes, I was acting. but people say that to musicians that are not, self-confessional or something. But, I think that if people just would understand that the emotions are real, it's not like I'm pretending to care or I'm pretending to love. You know, I love and I care. Just I'm not those things are pulsing through me. Those emotions are all real. I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm angry. But the stories are, I'm like an actor that gets to, play stories, except not on a stage like in a costume, but just, wearing funny socks and playing the piano,
But you feel really close to the people you write about.
Yeah, and it's very intimate, and I feel really close to the people that I'm playing to also. It's not like I'm keeping them away by not telling them about my own personal life. It's just I have stories to tell them. I don't have, and they're much more interesting than my life, and I care about them more than I care about those, like self-confessional type things,
You have a lot of, I don't know if we need to stop, but I'm just, because you have a lot of sort of literal references, and you, in all your lyrics, why?
Oh, I think I just...
Sometimes they're very subtle.
Well, that's nice. I don't know why. I don't know, Sometimes I can't figure it all out. I want to answer, but I just feel like I'll be making up an answer.
But I get the feeling that you're very interested in the language and in how it sort of works. You can find a lot of things in the language.
Oh yeah, especially and having like English as my second language and reading in a couple of languages, and I definitely think that really cool to play with words and especially now traveling through different countries and not speaking many languages and just listening to the sounds. It's really inspiring because you just realize that language can be so playful, and it's just sounds that are communicating and representing abstract things, and we've evolved in so many ways to so many different languages and to communicate in so many different ways that it's just exciting to play around with it,
Okay, I think we need to stop. She's been